The PK Podcast.
Welcome to the PK Podcast.
That's right. I'm your host, Nicholas Rodriguez.
And I am Cool Daddy Juan.
Oh my gosh, you're Cool Juan. Is it Cool Daddy Juan or Cool Juanzi?
I don't remember.
Cool Daddy Juan, Lower Nick. Welcome to Cool Daddy Juan and the Man and the Guy Podcast.
I'm Juan Rodriguez.
We already said our names.
Oh. No, I said Cool Daddy Juan, not my real name.
Yeah, but I already said my real name.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you can't back up on what you already tried to do. You tried to go through with the bit, and you can't back out of that.
Thanks for joining us for this Thanksgiving special podcast.
Bum, bum. Well, I was about to do a Christmas song. Yeah, it
really?
Goes bum 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 dun dun dun.
We'll leave that for our Christmas special.
But what's a Thanksgiving song? Is there an established Thanksgiving song?
I don't know. The only song that comes to my mind
song.
The only song. The only song that comes to my mind is the one from Charlie Brown.
How does that go?
I don't remember.
What? So the song doesn't even come to your mind?
I see the video in my brain.
You see the words pop up, song from Charlie Brown.
That's right.
On your head. Well,
Thanksgiving
then,
special, Charlie Brown.
Well, welcome to the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special podcast. And today, you know, it's a special time. I know it for many different reasons. I hold it dear to my heart for many different reasons. One of them is for food.
Yes.
A lot of beautiful, really nice food.
We love food.
Getting to see my family. It's when I probably get to see most of my family is during Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And also because it's near my birthday.
November 30.
And I think that's kind of cute that Thanksgiving is near my birthday. So Thanksgiving reminds me of all of those things, and I just remember when I genuinely think about Thanksgiving, and I think about the smell of Thanksgiving, and I think about the slight chilliness of Thanksgiving, right? There's something that comes to my heart where it's like, I know my belly's going to be warm. I know I'm going to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and I know that in a couple weeks it's my birthday. And so it's just, it feels like these events all building up to celebrate my
That's right. Thanksgiving celebrations are a setup for your
birthday
celebration.
They're setting up, and the spike is my
That's
birthday.
Right. There you go.
That's
there
when everything goes downhill from there. The rest of the year is just downhill from there. But yeah, this Thanksgiving time. Maybe eat your turkeys with your cranberry sauce, with your stuffing. Maybe eat all that up and don't talk to your family. Instead, everybody sit in individual chairs in the living room, put a speaker in the middle, and play this episode every single Thanksgiving. And let that carry it. And by the time this episode is done, everybody leaves. Everybody just goes.
You can close your Thanksgiving celebration with our episode.
It goes dun, 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 dun.
Right.
And they go, all right, guys, thanks for coming. See
That's
ya.
Right.
Good to see you. See you next year.
No football game watching.
There's a football game on Thanksgiving?
Oh, my word, yes. There's
I didn't
three
know that.
Now. There
three
used to be
football
two
football games.
There used to be two. Now there's three football games.
Are
they
really
play
big,
on Thanksgiving?
Big deal football games.
Thanksgiving football is really big for football fans.
Why?
Because it's a tradition. The Detroit Lions, the Dallas Cowboys, they always play on Thanksgiving.
Those are the ones that play. Like those are the confirmed
yes,
ones.
They always play.
What if you're not fans of either of them, like myself?
So it's football, and now they have like a Thursday night football.
Where's Thanksgiving baseball?
No. The baseball season is not in season.
Where's
Thanksgiving?
Baseball.
So yeah, man. Thanksgiving is awesome with the food, with family, and with friends, and with football. All the F's are there, brother.
I bet they are. I certainly guarantee you they are. But would you prefer Thanksgiving or Christmas?
Oh, I love both.
Because there's a lot of events that happen on Christmas, too.
Yeah, I love both.
Okay, that's a fair answer. My answer is probably the same too.
Yeah,
because I feel like both have like this magical feeling for me.
Yeah,
and if I'm being honest, the best holiday lasts longer than both of them,
mm-hmm.
and it's the time in between Thanksgiving and Christmas,
mm-hmm.
because Thanksgiving just ending, and the build up to Christmas is the most beautiful time. I feel like. Because it's just, you know, once Christmas happens, it's like, and then it's over, right? But that build up to Christmas, man, there's something about that just...
It's like a whole month before Christmas, you start celebrating.
It's so special.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so special.
Yeah, that's awesome. So for this Thanksgiving special, it's going to be a shorter episode, but we simply want us, or we want you to be able to, we want you to be able to connect with the power of Thanksgiving.
The power of it.
That's right. The power of being thankful. And okay, so right now, we're going to share 11 things, since Thanksgiving falls on the 11th month.
We're going to share 11 things because the Thanksgiving is on
that's
the 11th
right.
month.
That's right. Thanksgiving falls on the 11th month. Okay. I'm going to share 11 things, and you're going to share 11 things. So really, we're going to share 22 things.
Okay, we're going to share 22 things total, 11 things each.
That's right. Of what we're thankful for. Do you want to go first or want me to go first?
You go first. I'll give you a review on the things you're thankful for, see if they're worth anything.
No, go for it. So,
Not in order of importance.
All right. Not in order of importance. Yeah.
Because that's going to be way too difficult for me.
Right. No, not in order of importance. 11 things you're thankful for.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, cool. Go.
This is Juan Rodriguez. These are my 11 things.
And don't shotgun them because I do want to.
Don't shotgun them?
Don't shotgun them. Like, don't go, wife, kids, family. You know? Because if I have something to comment on them, or if you want to describe, go deeper on why.
So you don't want me to, like, just say it.
Just list them because, you know, you can say something about them. I can say something about them.
Right.
It's not
going
to be that short an episode, a 15-minute-long, two-minute-long episode.
All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. Here are my 11 things that I'm thankful for. Juan Rodriguez speaking to you guys right now. All right, here we go.
That's going to sound like it was put in post.
You know, I'm gonna have to say this all over again because I'm going to start my list and you can keep on interrupting.
okay.
11 things that Juan Rodriguez is thankful for.
You're interrupting yourself, dude.
Yeah, sorry. Here we go. All right. My wife, the greatest woman that walks upon this planet.
You went, my wife. I don't think we need to go deeper on that. She's a beautiful woman.
The greatest woman that walks on this planet, my wife.
You're amazing.
All right.
She
provide
you with your children.
Three sons. They are super awesome. I'm blessed to have them. They make this life a great, joyful journey.
Why?
Why?
Why do they do that for you?
Because they are, each of them are very unique, and having a conversation with each of them is like going into a story of joy.
I don't know what that means. A story of joy?
A story of joy. Yeah, yes. Listening.
So would you say that talking to your kids is like, When you talk to your kids, what you're trying to say is that it actually starts to put you through this almost like this ride of joy.
Yeah.
Like it brings something
up within
you. A joyful
experience, unless the conversation is not that joyful.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it's a growing experience.
It's just that you're able to, when you speak with your children and you're able to have a good time doing it, it just brings you to go, wow.
Life is great.
Life is great.
I'm very thankful for this family.
And that's cool. And that you created us, and now we're old. And
that's right. All right. Third thing. I am thankful for food. And I say that generally speaking because not only do I eat well on Thanksgiving, I eat well every day.
Yes.
Except when I'm fasting. Sometimes I'll fast.
Yeah, sometimes.
But. The majority of the time, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for food.
Sometimes it gets concerning.
I praise God for food.
Yeah.
Food makes me happy.
Well, sometimes I actually think, like, you know, none of this had to taste good.
Mm.
Right? But God decided to make it taste good.
Yeah.
Right? There's something about that where it's like, yes, I understand that this helps me function as a human being, but the fact that I'm able to enjoy it is insane.
Yeah.
Like that's very interesting.
Absolutely. I am thankful that God reached out to me at a very young age. And what I mean by that is that I could have gone in any path in my life, but God was, I like to say the word, God favored me in the sense that he kind of like was interested in me wanting to follow the path that he had for my life.
He picked you out from all the rest.
That's the way I feel. Like I feel I'm thankful that he was intentional and wanting to reach out to me and lead me into a path he wanted me to go in.
That is very cool. Being I make jokes a lot about being called, but it is, I mean, it is that feeling of like that almost like this deeper connection that you only really have when you're on that level. Like, I feel like it's almost like he's your boss, mm-hmm. you know? And that's you're employed by right. God. That's yeah. cool. That's cool stuff. You were scouted out.
Well, and I think not just which I guess the other thing is thankful for God calling upon my life to be able to work in ministry, because that has a wonderful journey as well. But before that, like that's number, I don't know, that's my fifth one, I think. But going
I
back
hope
to
you've been keeping count, because I have not.
Yeah, yeah, I'm keeping count. Okay. My fourth one really meant was like in my own journey as a person, like despite of what occupation I got into or getting into ministry, he actually reached out to me to do that, to like going through a different path. God led me into his path and connect with him.
He made it obvious for you almost.
Right, yes.
That's not something everyone can say. Mm-hmm. That is very, very special.
So going on number six, I'm thankful for...
The evil number.
Actually, I am very thankful for him speaking to me in a personal way.
Okay.
So, for example, this morning I had... something on my mind the night before. So I opened God's word today to the place where I'm reading from, which is the book of Philippians today. And God specifically spoke to me about something that night before that he just, you know, navigated that to be able to be in that passage today to hear his word. So I'm very thankful that he's a very personal God. And I praise God for that.
Okay.
I'm thankful, number seven here, I'm thankful that obviously that Christ died for me. Like, he died for everyone, but I take that very personal, so I praise God, and I'm very thankful for that.
That is true. It can be very easy to see that as a mass thing. Like, he died for all of us. Yes, he did. But more importantly, he died for you and me and every single person individually so that you as a person could be saved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty dope.
I am thankful, number eight here, that I was born in America. Well, I was born in Puerto Rico, but, you know, Puerto Rico is an American commonwealth, so really you're born an American citizen.
Oogie.
But my point is this. Is that I was born an American.
Yeah.
So that within itself brings lots of blessings.
Oh, yeah.
To
people that
do that. And then number nine, I was born in a place where death isn't constant. So this might sound bad, but it's the honest truth. I'm thankful that I wasn't born in a place where mosquitoes kill babies, where there's no nutrition, where there's not enough water, where there's so many people, babies that die every day, humans that die every day, you know. I am thankful that I wasn't born in that place. Unfortunately, there are people that are born in that place, but for me personally, I'm thankful that I was born in America and in a free place.
Yeah. That's the crazy part, right? When we think about, I'm glad I was born in America because this is a place that is free, right? Even with all the crap that might be going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's crazy because it's not just that. Like you said, it's also the mosquitoes thing, right?
Yeah,
like
many things.
We could be free. We could be free, but we could also have mosquitoes that kill babies, right? But we don't have – we're free and we don't, you know? So it's this thing of, like, when we were born, it was about just as easy for us to be born here as it was to be born literally anywhere else, right? And so we really are blessed that in the – what I don't believe is a roll of the dice, right? We were chosen to be born here, which means that we were given the easy life, which is insane. That we were chosen to be given the easy route.
Yeah, exactly.
And that there are people that aren't, and we could have easily been those people. And
absolutely.
I'm sure that, you know, we could have survived, and we could tell a great story like a lot of people have when they're born in those places, and they're able to share their stories and their testimonies. But it is neat that me and you even have the opportunity to do something like this. This is very the fact that we have landed in this position mm-hmm. is in part because of where we were born in the first place.
And I am thankful, along those lines, I am thankful that tonight I'm going to sleep on a bed inside of a home. So I have shelter.
Yeah.
I have a bed to sleep on. I have a toilet that I can use, you know? These are things that many people take for granted, that I don't take for granted. I literally thank God every day, every night when I go to bed, that I'm actually going to be sleeping on a bed.
Yeah.
Because I know of many people that don't have that luxury. And so I'm very thankful for that. And my my number 11, my last one.
This is the last one. This has got to be a big one.
I am thankful for being born into a family that loved me. So
right.
as a baby, as a young boy, as a teenager, my family loved me. They invested in me. They cared for me. And I would not be the person I am to them. I am today if it wasn't for my parents and other family members that love me. And so those are my 11 things that I am thankful for.
And, you know, every family has their problems, right? But, you know, some are in it, they appear in different ways over different periods of time. But being able to confidently say that you were born to parents who love you, that's already a huge win.
Absolutely.
Right there. Because that right there is not easy. I feel like it's a lot easier to, especially now, to be born to parents who might not care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's pretty dope. It's also the time you were born in. I think that's cool. But you know what I don't like about the list you just gave?
What?
Is that every single thing you said was like the most like now I can't say those things.
Well, you can say them if you want.
But that's just the same things. I'd say my top 11 and then we'd go, that's what it is. Because, I mean, you know, I'm thankful for my family.
You told me to go first.
You're right. I shouldn't have done that. That's actually my fault. So, okay, so let me 11 things. Okay, the first thing that comes to mind is that I thank God for my brain.
All right.
Okay, and that it's mainly because even though there are so many things that are just so jacked up with my mind, which you can listen to on the Mental Health Podcast episode. I don't remember which episode number. It's season one. But there are so many things jacked up with my mind, but I feel like God has blessed me not just with the ability to think and to feel and also to properly be, you know, a matured brain and not a stunted or maybe a disabled or a lot of people that you know they're seriously hurting or in pain with what that they're going through, or it's just a lot harder for them to keep up and stuff like that, and that, you know, that's what they're born with. They can't even control that. And, you know, I'm blessed that, you know, even though I do have what I have, it is, you know, I am glad that I am still able to have a fully functioning brain, and it controls every aspect in my body, and I'm confident that I can control what I need to control with
awesome. It. Awesome. Thankful for your brain.
Yeah. And it's also just the mindset that I'm given with it. You know, I feel like that I can be very aware of myself, and I think that that has helped me grow, and that's a mindset that I feel like I've had ever since I was a little kid. So, you know, and that came with the problem that I have, but it's also served me over time to see myself very outwardly. So that's number one.
All right.
Number two, I'm thankful for creative outlets. Lots of creative outlets. I'm thankful for creative outlets because if there was nothing to, you know, work on, especially easy access to creative outlets, drawing pads, computers, like notebooks, instruments, you know, all these kinds of things that we have access to that I've been given to express myself in multiple different ways. It, you know, you can never really be bored, you know, if you're more creative, and also like if you like to witness other people's like creative minds and see the stories they've told and the ideas they had to mm-hmm. be inspired yourself. We're given stuff like TV shows, movies, video games, stuff like that. There are a lot of creative outlets to stimulate your creativity and your imagination, and I'm thankful that I'm constantly surrounded by them.
All right. Number two.
Number three, I'm so darn thankful for my friends. Mm-hmm. I am blessed upon blessed upon blessed upon blessed that I have family that I can call my friends, and I have friends that I can call my family. And I feel like I can openly talk with my father and my mother and many family members like as if they were my friends, and I can get on a deeper level and much more vulnerable level with my friends, like as if they were my own blood.
Very cool.
And I have been blessed to not only have one or two or three of those, which is just fine and is far better than having a bunch of friends that aren't on that level, but I'm blessed with a whole darn ton of them. And that I can confidently say that I love, and that they love me, and that's very cool to have people to confide in.
Awesome.
That's number three. Number four. There's just ones that you've said.
Go ahead.
You know what? Not. I'm gonna say food too.
Oh, absolutely. Because you have
food,
to say food.
Well, because food. I already said how I felt about it and why it's such a blessing when you said it.
Right.
But food, to go even deeper on that, there's food I can eat just to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Not even because it helps me in any way. But I could eat an ice cream, and I'll get excited. The fact that I wake up in the morning and I'm excited to eat breakfast, it's kind of hype. Mm. So I think that's neat.
I love it.
What am I on right now? That was four?
That was number four, yeah.
Okay, number five. Gosh darn it. Number five. Color. I'm thankful for color. No. I'm serious. And this sounds ridiculous. And this isn't just a thing that I like pulled out of my butt just so I could say something. But I'm serious. There are days where I walk outside of my home. There are days where I walk outside of my dorm, and I see the color of the sky. I see the color of the trees up against it, and it brings me peace. It quite literally brings me happiness seeing the way that the color of just the world is. And it's kind of the reason why I have to go outside every day, because to see that color that you can't see in architecture, right? Mm. That you can see only in nature, and how it can so naturally create beautiful combinations of colors. Those things actually sometimes calm down my body when I might be feeling like anxiety or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It hypes me up. Same for that. Here's another easy one I just thought of. This is number six, clouds. Oh, my gosh. This hadn't even started a very long time ago. I very recently, maybe like a year ago, started to become really interested in clouds and their shape and their different forms and why they show up in different ways. And when the sky is empty of clouds, I hear a lot of people say, man, what a beautiful sunny day. And I'm like, this sucks. This is not because—
You like clouds.
Clouds are such an amazing accent to the sky.
Mm.
And so, again, when I see those, it makes it so much more magical instead of so empty. It just looks like one solid color that's boring, that's lame.
Mm.
I like me some clouds. And also, when the sun is setting, the clouds can turn darn and get all beautiful pink. Okay, that's number six.
Five more. Come on now.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
You can do it.
I'm trying to think.
Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. What am I going to say?
Come on.
I don't know. You said already so many. Oh, here's something. Oh, no, that counts as my mindset. Dang it.
You can stop at seven if you want. So one more.
What? No, that's so lame.
Well, you should have written it down while I was talking, I guess.
Okay. Well, listen, buddy. I wanted to listen to what you were saying. I don't know what you're doing while I'm talking, but I like to listen to you when you're talking.
Come on.
I am thankful for
the singing podcast. chanting podcast.
Oh, man.
The Chanting, Discovering the Mind of Nico podcast.
The way the body reacts when we're done being busy.
Okay. That's something I'm thankful for. And yeah, you can bat an eye, you can right. raise your eyebrows.
All right.
But how good is a feeling when you're done working for hours and hours and hours and you come back down, you take off your shoes, you take off your pants, and you just lay down on your bed and you go, oh yeah.
Mm.
Isn't that a great feeling?
That's a great feeling.
You know, our bodies don't have to react that way,
they
do.
They do.
You know, it's almost euphoric. Mm. And so, cool. I'm glad with that feeling. I like that one. That's 7. Number 8.
Yep.
I am thankful for a giant extended family. An extended family, I think, is great. I think that there's so much more people to love, so much more people to get to know that I may never meet earlier on in my life. Number 9, I'm thankful for the culture in my family. I'm thankful that I have a culture that I can be proud of, and I have a culture that I'm still learning about, and there's a whole different language, and there's a whole different type of way of living.
Beautiful.
And I'm able to experience even better foods, and also just like multiple cultures in general. Those are cool. So culture.
Yeah.
Add some spice. What is this, number 10?
Number 10, going on number 10. You're almost done.
Oh my goodness, I'm thankful that my hair grows so fast. Because when I buzz my head and I'm tired of it, my hair can grow back fast.
It's amazing. Hair growth.
And well, specifically my hair growth.
Your specific hair
Because if
growth.
I had another person's hair growth, you know, and they don't grow so fast, it right. would not be cool. I would not be thankful for that.
Nope.
Number 11, this is the big one.
This is the big one.
This is the big one.
Yes, come on now.
Ooh, are you ready for this?
I'm
and
so
I
ready.
Hope this resonates with some people.
Come on
I'm
now.
I'm serious.
Resonating.
Special nights. Meaning in, you can take that any way you want.
Yeah.
But what I mean special by nights. That is, have you ever been out hanging out with your friends? You might be doing something that you do any other day. You might be, this is for my young folk. Even for me old folk, right? If you do this too. You go out with your friends. You go out with your family. You could be doing something like going to a restaurant. You could be skateboarding. You could be driving. And it's something you would do any other day. But for some reason, on this night, it's almost like the stars align. And there's something in your gut that makes you feel really magical. And you just get so happy because you're having such a good time. Like, regardless of what's going on around you, it's like you can't stop yourself from having a big smile on your face because there's just something about this night that's so much more hype than the others.
Like Monday Night Football.
No. Well, unless Monday Night Football.
Just kidding.
Because let's say I watch Monday Night Football right. with the homies all the time, but this Monday Night Football, I'm like,
made you really content and satisfied because the Miami Dolphins won.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's the case. But you said, and I know we have to wrap up soon because yep. The duckies, they're busy people. You said you wanted to say something about being thankful.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I want to make sure you say that before we.
Yeah. So there is a story. It's not just a story. It's like real life. There was this lady that was really depressed, really struggling with life. And you know, I think for sure, like if you're like depressed, medically depressed, you need some medication and some counseling. You know, you have to do that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. In this case, they don't know necessarily if this lady was, you know, medically struggling with depression, but she was really sad in her home. And every time that a pastor would go visit her, it was really dark. Everything was really dark in the house. And actually, I've done this test with other people, not necessarily visiting their house, but just actually just talking to them and having them do this, and it works every single time. So the pastor told her, hey, you know, she told him about how depressed she was, how sad she was, and so he told her, hey, why don't you write down tonight 10 things that you're thankful for and share them with me tomorrow. She said, well, pastor, I don't know if that'll work. Yeah, just do it. So she wrote down 10 things. She shared it with him, and he was like, how do you feel? She goes, well, you know, I feel a little bit better, I guess. He goes, okay, great. Now write down 20 different things that you're thankful for. So she goes, oh, I don't know if I can think about 20 things. So, but she said, okay, I'll do it. So she wrote down 20 different things and shared it with the pastor the next day. And he was like, how do you feel? She goes, I don't know. I, I do feel a little bit better today. I don't understand why. He goes, oh, great, great. Write down for me 50 different things that you're thankful for. And she wrote down all 50 things. The pastor went to go visit her the next day so she can give him the list of 50 things. And she had opened up the blinds from her house. The house was no longer dark. And he went in there and asked her how she was feeling. She goes, you know, it's the weirdest thing. I feel really good today.
Mm.
And so the moral of that situation, and it's happened with me with other people, even just texting them, I'll tell them to text me 10 things that they're thankful for.
Yeah.
Then the next day I'll tell them to text me 20 things they're thankful for.
Yeah.
And every single time that person feels better. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to heal a person that's medically depressed and stuff like that.
Right. Like it's going to be a sudden cure.
Yeah, but I am saying this, that if you're feeling sad, depressed, if you're grieving, if you're struggling with life, take the time to be thankful because your thankfulness can transform the way you see life. And so this Thanksgiving, like Nico and I shared with you, our 11 things that we're thankful for.
So there was a little bit of a psychological element to what we did, it seems. I didn't even know.
We want to encourage you guys to take the time during this season and share. If you want to share with us, you can on the podcast or social media and let us know what you're thankful for. But at least take the time and write down, maybe with your family, maybe by yourself, whatever works for you. But take the time to at least write down 11 things that you're thankful for this year. And hopefully,
put it up somewhere or something.
Yeah, put it up somewhere. Oh, that'd be great.
Put it on the fridge, bro.
Put it on the fridge. Put it somewhere. 11 things. And you can do more than that. You can do, but don't do any less than 11. And then see how that blesses you and helps you to also feel better about yourself and how you see life.
Yeah, and I think, you know, also this Thanksgiving, when the family, if this is something you do, when you're around the table and the family goes, let's all say something we're thankful for, take it seriously.
Yeah.
Actually say some things you're thankful for, because I used to just say, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for food, right? But as I grew, I started to realize that there was something special that brought me, even if I was already happy or content, I was excited to hear what everybody said, and when it got to me, there was this magical feeling of like, yeah, I get to proclaim what I'm thankful for now, and I get to kind of say it audibly, you know, so I can hear myself and others can hear it, and it's just that I think there is an actual power in saying out loud what you're thankful for, because sometimes you might even find some things that you didn't even, you know.
Yeah, think about it.
Because when you have 11 things, you're kind of forced to go a little bit deeper than
right.
Family, food, stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So you can take the time to be able to reflect on those things, and that helps you in the journey of continuing to be thankful. And the Bible talks about being thankfulness. And the thing is, since the Bible talks about it, there has to be a connection between being thankful and feeling content.
Yeah, yeah.
And feeling happy.
There's got to be something there.
And so we definitely
right, guys?
Want to encourage you to do this. And may you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're listening to this after Thanksgiving, that's okay, I guess.
Hope you have a wonderful next Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And, you know, we're going to say our special line. You know the line. God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Bye. Now, this is the part where you say bye to everyone you let in your house. We're all going to say, we're going to make all the people that came over for Thanksgiving.
All podcast is over. All the guests that are listening.
Yeah.
Right?
Everyone say.
That's watching, so listening to this podcast.
Everyone say, bye.
Bye.
Now, kick them out of your house. This is bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.